Tricia Rosema is a paraeducator in a behavior intervention classroom at Jefferson Elementary.
I think I'm going on 14 years, and so I work with students who struggle with various behaviors.
So first, what does a paraeducator do?
My role in the room is basically to work with the student, guide them through strategies when they become frustrated, helping them with their work. But you're essentially a one-on-one, and you're spreading yourself between possibly 10 students, up to a max of usually 10 students. Right now we have about 8 in there, but the part I love about the job is making those personal connections and where you can help make a difference with the student and developing the strategies to change behaviors.
What made you want to work in special ed?
I could feel a draw to them. And it's kind of like, it takes trauma to know trauma. And I experienced my own set of trauma as a child, and I want them to know that you don't have to be defined by that trauma. You can have a successful life, and you can have a wonderful life. And over the years, I've only grown a deeper love, a deeper need to work with them. And there's days where I'm like, I'm ready to call it a day and say, oh, I need to be moved. But no, BI is my heart and soul. And that's where I'll be. That's where you'll probably find me. And I'll retire in, because I need to help them see that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And there is something beyond the trauma and the behaviors, mm-hmm. And they can do it and be successful.
What are the biggest challenges of this work, and what are the greatest rewards?
It can be challenging because you have students who can take a really small problem that looks so small, and then it escalates and turns into a really large problem really quickly. And where you're clearing a room to keep the remainder of the students safe, and working with that student to de-escalate and walking them through that. And it can be emotional sometimes. You're writing it with them, and then when they're done, you have to decompress yourself and emotionally and physically sometimes. And it can be tough because you try to leave it here when you go home and not take it with you, and that can be difficult.
Yeah.
We have children in the program who are not with parents, that are in a foster care program, so they're dealing with that as well, along with the trauma. But the rewarding part is those that are in foster programs. Like, we have one right now who, today's his last day, he's exiting BI, and he's being adopted into his forever home. And you don't get to see that very often, and when you do, it's just like, that's why you're doing this job. That's the reward right there. The other rewards that is just those moments where they come up and they say they love you, or you're the best teacher ever, or you've helped make a difference in my life. And ones that leave and go on to middle school or high school that come back and want to see you, and they're giving you that big hug, that is a reward for me right there, that you know that you did make a difference and you weren't sure if you did. And that right there was everything. Mm-hmm. And you know you did make a difference. And that's why I love this job. I mean, sometimes when you start the school year off, it can be really rough at the beginning. And I try to focus because I want to fix everything. And I know I can't fix everything and everybody. So I'll focus on one at a time. And that helps me get through those rough times. Mm-hmm. But you focus on the ones that you know you can. And then the others will come around as they see that you are loving and show compassion. That's for me, that's what it is showing love and compassion.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thanks for listening. Find all our podcasts at SpokaneSchools.org/listen.